and welcome to episode 18. Big Fat Dangus, and I'm joined by Vote Mage on the only show that you can listen to at work until you're 90 fucking years old, because you're never going to retire. This is the T-Lolocaust. What's up, bud?
You can't listen to it at work. I mean, not with my job, or I'd be fired.
You can if you have a lot of very loud machinery running at all times.
Yeah, I guess, or with a headset and not showing the video. I guess it would work that way.
Yeah, one of those faggy little AirPod bud, whatever the fuck things. Get away with it then. I see people wearing those at work all the time now. No one seems to really notice.
So your opener hit me kind of right in the feels in one sense, where my father would have retired by now, but he had a sufficient amount of health problems where he basically just keeps working to pay for his medical issues.
Oh, God.
Which is probably like I'd say like half of the people over 60 are probably in that category these days.
Yeah, I have colleagues who work specifically just for insurance. Same deal, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
It is sad. It's like one more fucking pile of shit on the plate, right? As if enough things weren't, you know, sort of going south already. Now you got this. Nice.
Have you looked at your 401k lately? I'm
no.
Take a in a day or two.
I have a gun in my room, so I'm not going to look at it anytime soon. Those two things in close proximity are probably not good right now.
Yeah, it's a battle between crypto and 401k crushing your soul.
Yeah, it's like they both suck dick now. Before, you know, if you were doing well with one, you know, like if one was doing poorly, the other would be doing okay, and now they're both like flatlined. Last I looked, anyway.
Yeah, I'm sick of everything being correlated. Why can't there be anything negatively correlated?
You know, wasn't like the whole fucking point of crypto supposed to be that it was not going to do this?
Yeah, and then institutional people got involved, and now, you know, and yeah. Retail idiots. And that, yeah. So now they have all the same market reactions to everything. So it's useless now.
Yeah, we're all getting kiked hard. That's for sure.
Yep. You ever heard of an I-bond? Actually, I saw some link of. I didn't read much about it, but apparently it's
no.
A bond that it's a bond that's pinned to the inflation rate. So I was like, should I get one of those? It's a good investment.
Yeah. That sounds just Jewy enough to work. I don't know. Maybe yeah. You do it and see what happens. I mean, that's kind of what you do these days.
It's a pretty funny thing to invest in. I'm investing in inflation.
Basically, you're investing in the power of Jewry. Sounds of it. Well, that was the good news. What do you want to hit first here? We got some things in here. Got some shit to talk about for sure.
I noticed we don't have much on the whole gas debacle, but I don't know. I just wanted to point out the hypocrisy of I mean, the continued hypocrisy of the Biden administration, where they're scolding gas companies for not producing enough oil while at the same time, you know, preventing them with executive orders from not drilling more oil locally and telling them outright that they're phasing them out in 5 years anyhow, right?
Yeah, fuck you, but give us more of your stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you're going to be gone in 5 to 10 years if all goes well, but the moment you should put all your money into investing into technologies that we won't let you use in the future.
Oh, yeah, it's the same as saying, you know, go build a big beachfront property, but it's going to be underwater in 5 years, but, you know, don't worry about it.
Except that never happens, right? I mean, Biden has beach homes all over the fucking coast, right?
Yeah.
Clay's not worried about that.
I mean, you're going to see people commuting to work on those electric scooter things before too much longer.
So I listened to Buck Clay Travis and Buck Sexton when I take road trips every now and then. And whichever one of the two is a New Yorker, I don't remember which one, but it doesn't matter. But he actually takes an electric scooter in New York City. And I was like, I lost
what a fag.
Yeah, it's like
I still
listen to your show, but.
Yeah, you thought that nothing could be gayer than a fucking, what was that thing? What was that called? It was like a prototype of the scooter. The Segway. You thought that nothing could be gayer than the Segway, but whoa, were you wrong? I mean, just walk at that point.
Can't do it.
Just jog.
I just can't do it. Like, I mean, I might be cool with like an electric skateboard or something. At least like that's kind of fun. I don't know. I guess I gotta, you know, kind of. You wouldn't look stupid in it, at least. Or it's like scooters are just like.
But to
you
see,
know, remember that moped thing? It's like you don't want to see anyone. It's fun to ride a moped, but you don't want anyone to catch you.
Oh yes, it's like an analogy for banging a fat chick.
Yeah, exactly.
Fun to ride, so, but yeah.
Yeah. Although I never agreed with that analogy because I think fat.
I don't think it's accurate, but it's kind of in the same vein.
Yeah. Yeah. So fuck the Biden administration for that shit. That's really goddamn annoying. But they have been stuck in every
capacity. It doesn't fucking matter what they say until the prices come down. They're just blowing smoke. They can say whatever they want. No one's going to care until they actually bring prices down.
If they did one thing to like make gas investments make sense, like they were like, hey, you guys can drill in the U.S. again, or you can reopen the Keystone pipeline, did something like that, I guarantee the markets would turn around from those news in like a day.
Yeah, anything substantial at all. Outcome.
Yeah.
Well, don't hold your breath, because it ain't happening.
Yep. So now I guess we should jump into this. There's kind of two things politically that are kind of happening at the same time, right, at the moment, right? You got the gun bill they snuck in, and then at the same time that the SCOTUS ruling, you know, has overturned Roe versus Wade, right?
Yes.
So which one do you want to start with?
Well, why don't I set the tone on Roe versus Wade, because it's got some people upset. Those have been patrolled and blown out in grand fashion, and they're not too happy about it. So let's take a listen to see what they're thinking about it here. For audio people, there's some ratchet who's like doing the jerk off motion in front of a crowd of.
I was gonna say, why is she jerking off?
I'm not sure. Oh, there she goes. She's calling them whores while doing the jerk off motion while wearing.
You look better from behind. She's way better from behind. Kind of a Jewy nose.
But she's threatening to have a back alley abortion, as if that hurts anyone but her.
Listen to yourself.
Someone finally got her with like a snappy line, and she walks away. But yeah, that's the tone right there. Suck my dick, bitch, or I'm gonna have a back alley abortion. Like, okay.
And she, good luck. Where was that filmed? You know,
it looks like DC, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, so it's in a district where like they're not gonna lose any abortion rights whatsoever.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, because isn't it basically the whole thing is that it's delegated back to the states now? It's not like they banned abortion. They just put it back to the states.
They stopped Texas doing for what they wanted to do in a couple other states, a couple of red states that actually wanted to like make stricter laws against it. That's all it stopped, right? But they keep not understanding that Roe versus Wade like was, it's like the correct way to introduce abortion is to add an amendment for it, right?
Yeah.
It's not to like interpret like some other amendments incorrectly, and that's the point of overturning Roe versus Wade. And I feel like even if they did understand that or appreciate that, it's not, that wouldn't be enough for them anyhow. They'd be like, well, it doesn't matter. It's like any way to get these rights is so essential. We should, you know, we should twist the interpretation of the Constitution to help people, right? That would.
Yeah, and I mean, we talked about on a previous episode that Roe versus Wade was like an extremely Jewish construct built on extremely flimsy interpretations of various amendments, and it really was born out of the patient-provider confidentiality privilege situation than any sort of interpretation of the Constitution. Give me a fucking break. So yeah, oh no, you'll have to cross state lines to get your fucking baby's brain sucked out with a syringe. Tough break, bitch.
Yeah, which most corporations that you work for probably would pay for it, apparently. So what,
well,
if it costs
Disney
you
would, if anyone would. Yeah. Oh, time to get your brain sucked out. Oh,
I've seen all sorts of, I can't remember the names of the corporations now, but they're just ones you wouldn't even guess that would even have like a, anything to say about it. And they're just like, no, we'll pay to transport you from.
I mean, at this point, you're better off building a list of corporations who are not paused. I mean, it's a lot less work that way. Because almost all of them are now. At least at face value.
Yeah, like almost every public traded company, basically, at this point, right?
Yeah. I guess it's just the way the public is, for the most part.
But it's not profitable. Well, I mean, I guess it is at the moment in the sense that idiots are buying, like liberals will spend their money on it, but I don't know, it's not sustainable, I feel like.
I guess we'll find out. I did think it was highly amusing that, all these soy boys who want to protest and support all women's are like neutering themselves, and these bitches are out there getting hysterectomies in protest. I love it. It's like a self-correcting problem at this point. I mean, it's like, great, you're not going to have kids. That works for both of us.
Yeah, didn't someone post in our chat, like, some bitch was like, I'm going to abstain from sex for 1 week.
Yeah, there are a lot of extremely seething and coping women.
Like, what do you think her fucking body count is if she says 1 week of abstinence?
Well, 1 week was sort of something I threw in there. But, I mean, yeah, they're threatening to go without sex. What a fucking joke. I mean, we're talking about whores who are so depraved that they cannot keep their legs closed, even if it means they have to have an abortion. You're telling me they are going to go on a sex strike? I don't fucking think so.
Yeah, it's like we need abortion rights because we're sluts and we're irresponsible. However, we're going to not have sex to protest because, you know,
yeah, that's
we have
like a morbidly obese dude
control.
Going on a hunger strike.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a great analogy. Yeah.
It's just not going to happen, but it'd be funny if it did.
And even Biden himself said it was like a bad decision. Like the entire Democrat side is like, you know, I don't know a single Democratic senator that said it was a good idea. You know, they all fucking hate it right now.
Well, good old Heels Up Harris had a little something to say about it.
You mean a combination of words that are supposed to form a sentence, but don't?
Yeah. See, you've already guessed the punchline. So why don't you see if you can tell me what the fuck she is even saying in this clip?
Ooga booga booga. Something like that.
The strength of our nation has always been that despite the odds and the obstacles, we push to move forward, that we are guided by what we see that can be, unburdened by what has been.
What? That supposedly was her statement on Roe versus Wade, but I don't know what the fuck she said.
Was that off the cuff, you think? Because it was pretty bad.
You would hope that it was off the cuff, because if that was something that someone wrote and she read, then wow. It sounded, I mean, I can almost sort of glean what she's trying to say, but fucking hell. I mean, imagine being a fucking hysterical roastie absorbing this news and then having that be like your inspirational leader. We're going to be guided by what we see and not by the past. Like, whoo. Yeah. Got one in your corner there.
I'm going to try one myself right now. It's like this country is based on things that we see as things. And therefore, we should continue seeing those things.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
we can't be based on the past, the present, or the future. We need to be based on the multiverse.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds frighteningly close to something that would come out of her head. But yeah, personally, I'm pro-abortion, but only for minorities. So it doesn't really make a big difference to me. But man, these bitches screeching has been glorious.
Yeah, it doesn't make a big difference to me. Well, yeah, I enjoy that aspect, but for me, I still kind of consider myself a constitutionalist, and so whenever the Constitution is reinterpreted or to correctly, I consider that a nice victory, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's that aspect for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, it will not affect me at all, except like if I happen to drive into a city, I might run across more crazy protesters than usual.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to really have any effect on the actual birth rate at all, which makes this whole thing just like an exercise in futility, really, in terms of the protests.
Yeah, it's just something to be enraged about, you know.
Yeah.
Did you hear like that the right wing magazine, right wing publications are basically calling it like a Jan 24th insurrection, or like a something like that? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it's Pearl Harbor all over again. Oh my god!
Well, I'm saying it's like they're interpreting it as an insurrection because of protesting as an equivalent.
Oh, that's so gay! It didn't even cross my mind. Wow. That's a very boomer cope mentality right there.
Yeah, like Mr. Gray Dragon.
Greetings.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Not much.
We were worried you weren't going to make it. Welcome.
I didn't. Thanks. Well, dude, yeah.
Or I was, anyway. We were just discussing the roasty meltdown over Roe versus Wade. It's been hot and heavy out there.
Yeah, some people suggest that's to cover up for the gun confiscation laws that are being passed.
Yeah, we're going to transition into that.
Oh, a little convenient, probably. Yeah. I do want to talk about that because there's a particular part of that that's so fucking gay. What's your take on the on that, Gray Drag?
I think it's just because some sincere conservatives have gotten on the court and decided to review it. I really don't have much. I'm not a legal expert.
Oh, well, I mean, of course, it was only made possible by some rhino cucks. The usual suspects, pretty much McConnell, John Cornyn. But the thing about
how many of them are actually not running for re-election for their seats? Like, it's majority, right?
I don't know. I don't follow boomer politics as closely as I used to. I mean, they are. I mean, this picture I have of him, I mean, McConnell looks like he has looked for a while like he's going to drop over dead. This other guy looks like Cornyn looks like he's probably in his 70s. So, yeah. Old
fucks. Go ahead. You're saying something else.
But the thing about it it's really, really fucking gay is it closes what's called, I guess has been called, the boyfriend loophole. So gun control legislation for a long time has already had a provision where if you're a married couple and the guy beats the girl's ass, he can no longer buy a gun. But the thing now is all you have to do is be in a dating situation and the chick can claim that you kicked her ass and then you can't buy a gun anymore.
You have a casual relationship, right? You just have like a one-night stand on Tinder and then someone takes you.
Yeah, it's just, it's a massive incentive for these bitches to lie about this stuff, which they do already. So it hands women nationwide the power and the incentive to falsely accuse whoever they want, pretty much.
Right. There's no repercussions for lying. Other than potentially filing a false police report, and we know how they get prosecuted, which they don't.
Yeah, it's very, very rarely happens. And how are you even going to prove that two people were dating? What's the standard there? Do you have to have like a shared Facebook account or have made a sex tape? Like, how do you prove that or disprove it?
I'm embarrassed to say I saw a segment on this on Crowder, and he mentioned that that women actually tend to be the more abusive ones in the majority of relationships anyhow. So the law doesn't even make sense for marriages, but it makes even less sense now to basically stop men from protecting themselves from women.
Yeah, remember that big high-profile case that just ended where the bitch like shit on the guy's bed and slapped him around? Remember that?
Amber Heard.
Amber Turd, yep. Perfect example.
Yeah. Right. Well, women do initiate violence more than men finish the job. So that's the end results is women wind up getting the hell beat out of them.
Yeah, but I'm talking more about situations where the bitch just accuses the guy where nothing even happened.
I was just commenting on Vote Mage saying about whatever Louder with Chowder, that guy.
I like
Louder with Chowder is the name. Yes, he eats a lot of chowder on the show. I've seen it. But yeah, I think you're going to see a lot more false accusations going around just to get the dude's guns taken away. I can totally see that happening.
And media will make sure that nobody hears about it except through the non-mainstream media.
Oh, yeah. Well, that goes for anything, though, dude.
I didn't actually follow exactly what passed, but the threats that I heard on the grapevine was red flag laws. So did that actually go through? So they have like a red flag rule now?
I don't know I don't really recall exactly the red flag stuff. I know they raised the age with regard to background checks to 20, I think. It was basically a bunch of like little needling gay things, like a whole pile of them. It wasn't like one massive stroke. It was like a bunch of little shit.
It's boiling the frog. This is what they've been doing consistently.
Yeah.
Yeah, they already said it's not enough. I mean, that's the real problem with this. This isn't even close to what they wanted. So they're going to just keep pushing.
Right. It's just keep chipping away and nobody's bothering. That's why I consider the NRA a bunch of pansies, because what the NRA should be doing is not trying to prevent new laws. They should be trying to get rid of laws.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, there was kind of a nice win here in New York. Their concealed carry law is extremely suppressive. It's been around a really long time. It's one of the worst in the country. And the Supreme Court overturned it just earlier in the week, I believe, because New York and a number of other states are a may issue state, which means basically some dickhead in an office somewhere decides whether you need to have one or not. It's been in New York that way for quite a long time. And yeah, the Supreme Court finally ruled on it. I think the law is like 100 years old, so it took them long enough. The Second Amendment says nothing about some dickhead in an office deciding. Like, it's in the Constitution. You have that right. So,
shall not be infringed.
That's right, damn it.
Clear.
No, well, they just twist the wording to say that only applies to militias.
Yep, and muskets.
Right,
and cannons.
Even though you could have cannons as well as warships, because due to letters of mark and reprisal.
There's nothing in there that says, there's a technology cutoff in X amount of years. Like, that's just retarded.
Sorry. I just wanted to let you know, I pulled up an article that says Texas is unlikely to adopt a key provision of the gun bill, the red flag law. So basically, what the gun bill seems to have is it has incentivizing of red flag laws.
Oh, so, yeah. Like, isn't it tied to funding or some shit?
Yeah. So like, they're encouraging states to, this is not going to tip over any red states though that wouldn't have done it anyhow.
They can go as far if they want to, which I guess they didn't in this case. The same thing with the national speed limit. That was again set by states, but the federal government said if you don't set your speed limit to 55 maximum,
no funding,
then you get no highway funding, period. Yeah. So, and that's a huge amount of money. So the state should have said, well, then our citizens don't have to pay federal taxes.
That wasn't incentivization, was it? They were actually taking something away, it sounds like, that they had as funding already.
Mm.
Is that what you're saying there? Because in this case, it seems like here's some extra money you get if...
Okay, that's still the same.
That becomes a blurred line pretty quick, though.
Yeah. In the long term, it makes no difference. That's fair. Yeah. But anyhow, Texas is probably not going to adopt it, at least. So I feel like a lot of red states are just going to say fuck off for this, but it's...
Yeah, it's going to be another thing that drives states further apart, because already in New York, what that fucking Cruella de Vil looking bitch Hochul is doing is she's saying, oh, well, we already have these areas that are quote unquote sensitive areas where you can't carry even if you have a permit. And they're just going to expand that into everything.
Well, some poll smoker came up with what they're going to do. They're just say, okay, we have to be shall issue, but that's fine. But the fee for applying for it, well, we're just going to multiply it by 10, 20, or...
Oh, yeah, you can do that, I guess.
Right.
On this gun shit, did you guys see, that fucking weirdo brony guy who shot up the Tops grocery store? Did you see the picture that's supposedly of his room?
Released? With the
like, it's just like every lone wolf meme all tossed into one room. There's like a Confederate flag with a pile of My Little Ponies.
Yes,
and like great. A bunch of MAGA hats on a shelf. It was just so obviously staged.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. I didn't see that.
No subtlety at all there, really.
I don't remember the MAGA hats, but I remember the Confederate flag. Yeah,
they put MAGA hats on the little My Little Pony dolls that were everywhere.
Oh, you know what? I think you're right, yeah.
Beneath the brony giant, part, yeah, Confederate flag.
A brony and a right winger? I don't know. A stretch right there to me.
Well, it's basically right. every lone wolf meme all glommed into one room. It was pathetic. Do better, glow niggers.
Yeah.
Well, they did good enough to pass some legislation. It's fucking not good.
Yeah. I keep hearing more and more shit about how absolutely, like, right on the line between malicious and incompetent, the fucking cops in Texas, the Texas Uvalde school that got shot up. What, apparently, several times they had a shot at the shooter and they didn't take it because they didn't want to hit kids. It's like, right. What the fuck are you doing? Your choices are kids are definitely going to get shot or maybe get shot. You don't go with maybe, you go with definitely by not taking the shooter out. What the fuck is that?
Right, but the guy that's taking the shot doesn't want to be found out as "oops, he missed and shot a kid."
Yeah, but if he doesn't shoot, then kids definitely get shot, and if he does, they only maybe get shot. You know what I'm saying?
No, I 100% understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that could be part of the philosophy, or that they were actually hoping that kids did get shot.
Well, there's that, or a combination of that, and just a bunch of
not even locked. The door wasn't even locked. They could just break into there anytime with a ballistic shield and fucking get close enough to take a goddamn shot. They're just a bunch of pussies. I don't want to be an armchair captain typically, but the more I've read about this one, those guys are fucking pussies.
Yeah, they're total fucking cowards
because
people
died because they didn't do their goddamn job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Columbine, the cops waited outside for, I forget, it's some number of hours, like literally hours.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling us that. That's fucked up. Right. The door unlocking almost seems to lend itself more towards the intentionally letting them get killed things. Like, what is that? Oops, we forgot to lock the door. Coincidentally, on the same day that a shooter shows up.
There's an easy way to counter even locked doors. What you do is you enter the building with nothing, possibly just your body armor or whatever. Go to a door. All doors have to be openable from the inside in case of a fire by law. So you open up the door, put a blocker in it, go out, grab your whatever, your gear, and then you come back into the door.
Yeah. Well, there's that too. Yeah, right. Pretty sad shit. And the saddest part is they're probably just these. Well, I shouldn't say they're going to keep doing this. These things will probably keep on happening until they get what they want in terms of legislation. It's a scary fucking thought.
Yeah, I've given up on the government protecting my gun rights. I'm just going to keep buying as much guns as I can and just never return any guns or clips or whatever under any circumstances. Like, I'll just, there's no buyback that I'll ever accept.
Yeah. Clips? Yeah. A lot of tragic burning accidents on the way. I feel
the high capacity magazine.
Right.
Yeah. So that's my take on it. It's just don't I feel like the Second Amendment's on my side. As long as I don't fucking go on the internet and show off my illegal guns, it doesn't fucking matter. No one's gonna.
Yeah, which you don't have, so don't even worry about it.
Yeah, I lost them in a boating accident.
Yeah,
Do brown face. If you do brown face and brown arm, you can show off your guns.
Yeah, right on Facebook, they do that shit all the time. But speaking of brown faces and brown arms, man, this monkeypox situation is getting out of control here. Now, the CDC has released some guidelines for monkeypox afflicted individuals who still want to have sex. They're pretty fucking gross.
Yeah, it's not. This is not the bee, by the way, what he's about to say.
it's not. You know what's annoying though is none of my links from the notes want to open. It's like the third one I've tried now. Let me find it the old-fashioned way.
Are giving you technical difficulties?
Yeah, it's always something, right? Well, just off the top of my head, I can remember that, like, like when you go to do it, make sure you've like covered up all your sores and shit. And they have a bunch of alternate options, like basically like being at opposite ends of the room and masturbating together. I remember that was one of them. It's a lot of pretty gnarly shit.
Even my normie girlfriend was talking today. She's like, you know that monkeypox? Did you know it's kind of like a gay disease? I'm like,
it very much is a gay disease. Yes.
And she's like, why? I'm like, you know how often these animals have sex with each other with random strangers, and you know, one like 10 times a week or something. Like,
all right. Well, on that, here are some guidelines if you feel that you still must do it, even though you have open fucking sores all over your body. Here we go. Have virtual sex with no in-person contact. Masturbate together at a distance of at least 6 feet without touching each other and without touching any rash or sores, which you probably shouldn't fucking do anyway. Consider having sex with your clothes on. Avoid kissing. Remember to wash your hands, fetish gear, sex toys, and any fabrics. And limit your number of partners, which, as Maze just pointed out, is not fucking likely.
Well, the other one is don't be gay.
Well, now you're asking a bit much, aren't you?
I mean, limit your number of partners and don't be gay are kind of equally difficult.
And the other funny thing about it was that apparently the term monkeypox causes stigma. it's just, you know, it can't be called that anymore because it has negative connotations of Africa being a festering disease pit, which it is.
No, it's actually because the world, or all around the world, the vast majority of people relate monkeys to black people.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a quote unquote.
Right. It's not just Africa.
But Africa is where a lot of really nasty diseases originate from, because it's in the tropics and there's a lot of human animal interactions just by way of it being the third world. But I thought we'd help him out. You know, we'd come up with some alternate names for him because he just can't be calling it monkeypox anymore. So I've got a few of these if you guys want to hear them.
Yeah,
go for it.
So, all right, we got some alternate names. Homopox, Dindu Bumps, Rainbow Freckles, Pride Plague, Sodopox and Gamoria, Cool AIDS, Jigabubonic Plague, personal favorite right there. Gabies, Lisp, Styria, Baboon Bubbles.
Like some of these were AIDS ones. I feel like they're being reused.
Well, I guess because it's combining like the monkey aspect with the gay aspect.
I like the rainbow freckles.
Yeah, banana rash, homo boils. Yeah, so, you know, a couple there to work on.
Yeah, I was trying to think of some. But I think you got a lot of the good ones.
Yeah, I think he already covered everything. I'm like, ooh, I'll probably come up with something. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, well, that's a good Gabies. Start.
Yeah, Gabies was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good ones in there. Boobo Rangatans?
I'm surprised. I was going to say, why doesn't the WHO or CDC or whoever the fuck cares about this, like, get ahead of this next time if they really care so much, right? They wait until it's sufficiently popular where the name is already stuck into like the mental state.
Because the term
like,
monkeypox has been around for like 50 years. It's because it was first isolated from monkeys. It's actually spread by rats, mostly.
I see.
But a lot of diseases are termed for the place or the organism in which it was found. This is like nothing new.
You said it was spread by Jews?
I mean, a lot of Jews are gay, so yeah. There you go.
The rat part.
I'm sure they're indirectly involved at least.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Well,
handshaking intensifies.
I can hear you rubbing your hands. Gross.
Cool.
So yeah, stay away from gay bathhouses and parades and shit. If you weren't going to before, you definitely should now. That's it. That's all I got for monkeypox.
There we go.
You can only talk about that shit for so long. It's fucking gross.
Yeah, I didn't really. I was kind of like, maybe we should move on.
I mean, I think the curiosity of this one is how much they're going to push it to control us again. Is it going to be like a nothing burger, or are they going to like use it as leverage to shut things down?
Well, there's already vaccine talk going around. You know what this is really about. They got to sell more vaccines.
I just thought of something. We should say, you have to stop being gay to protect me.
Yeah. I love it. you... I love it. Everyone should start doing that.
The libertarian in me is a little upset by that, but I mean, you gotta use it against them, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Turn it, flip it around on them so they have to use a segue into some other lame excuse.
Well, in California, it's not like a crime to give someone AIDS anymore. So right. They're going in the wrong direction.
Oh yeah, there. Fucking Scott Wiener. Thanks to him. I mean, he's just like every kike stereotype in one, like a homosexual Jew congressperson trying to get giving other people HIV decriminalized. Like,
and also decriminalizing
the latest thing I heard that he was trying to do, he's trying to decriminalize loitering. Because it like affects the gay community because I guess they loiter a lot or something like that. But yeah,
I thought the homeless are the loiterers. I'm surprised.
Well, and black people like to just hang out at brown stores.
I said the homeless. I mean,
it's an intersection. I'll agree with you, but it's still a.
Does that mean people can just like come hang out on your lawn and you can't get rid of them?
I think they mean public loitering in front of private property. I would assume.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Your house is private property. Right.
Well, out, yeah, they could do it on the street outside your house with that.
But a private business is considered if it's open to the public.
Oh, yeah, more or less a public space. Second, I can see that.
Like a third definition. It's not public. It's not private. Somewhere in between.
It just seems like he's actively trying to think of ways to make California even more gay, as if it's not bad enough already.
Well, he's pandering to his constituency, which is a bunch of faggots.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway, fuck monkeypox. On.
Not literally, but you know. Did you guys watch the What Is a Woman documentary?
No.
I haven't seen it yet, but people seem to enjoy it. I just don't like Matt Walsh, so I've
I don't really like him either because he's like a giga Christ cuck.
But it's not as bad as Nolte, but he's up there, you know.
Yeah. The film was good though, but there was a particularly sort of grotesque part that I think I want to play because I didn't really realize how gnarly this was in terms of this is a female who surgically transitioned into a male, but the way that they do it and the aftermath is kind of worse than I thought. So let's take a listen here.
Which was pretty bad.
Is it gonna play? Damn it. Come on.
It was playing for me.
Oh, it dropped out for me. Shit, that
I saw
was
some gay guy talking to another gay guy, one of them being Matt Walsh.
Let me send you the... I'll put the link in the chat. Maybe it'll play for you.
I think you dropped for a second.
Oh, am I back?
Yep, you're back. Yeah.
All right, see if this will play on your end here. I'll put it in the chat. Because it's worth seeing how fucking gnarly this is.
Do you see it? I'm playing it, I think.
No, I got nothing, but go ahead and play it through. It's not real long.
Okay, so I'm stopping it for a second. So basically, he had way more medical issues than he expected after like getting his dick cut off. And
right, and his insurance dropped.
Well, not quite, because it was a female to male. So what happened was, in the visual, is pretty gross. They skin your arm. Yet. they pull the skin off your entire forearm and make a dick out of it. And she has like this, like, it's very evident what happened. It's pretty nasty looking. She like rolls, you know, rolls her sleeve down. But then what happens is this, it has like perpetual complications. She goes on to say that she's had, you know, some like 10 or 20 rounds of antibiotics because she keeps getting infections, has heart attacks. She has all these medical problems, and she's basically almost at the end of her lifespan in her 50s because of all these issues from this surgery. And the key takeaway is no one at any point in the process explained any of these downsides to her. They were just like, oh yeah, do it, it'll be fine. Even though you know, I mean, they know.
It's almost illegal to even suggest that they shouldn't transition now. It's like bordering at that level, right? Because they made it, I think they banned like the detransitioning therapies, right?
Well, what should be illegal, and I think actually is illegal, is to not advise a patient of all these complications that are likely to happen with this kind of a procedure. I mean,
there might be an exemption for this.
About that is really fucked up, obviously, but still, my God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I don't care either way. I don't really care about the people that are dying or suffering for this, because they're, fuck them, and they're destroying our society. I also don't care if they sue the doctors and somehow succeed in getting, huge payouts, because
but she specifically goes on to say that she cannot sue them because of whatever it was she signed in the first place, like beforehand.
Yeah, you can sign things and they still sometimes don't mean anything. Just the way it works. So if they pull off successful lawsuits against the people that did this to them, I guarantee 80% of them are Jews. So I'm okay with that too.
I know, but 40% of them will kill themselves. So I just don't think it's very likely event that they're going to make it all the way to winning in court.
True. It just got me that she really seemed to not have known like how dangerous it was. So no one told her. That's fucked up.
How retarded do you have to be to not recognize that this is a bad idea?
It's naive. You have to be really naive to think that like our medical science is so sophisticated that changing genders is like a weekend operation.
Oh, I think that's exactly what a lot of normies think. They don't know. They're being told 24/7 how great it is.
Yeah, how many people get the vaccine, you know?
Yeah, exactly. People don't know about this shit. They just trust their doctors. They trust the science, bro.
I think there's like the level of stupid goes up by orders of magnitude if you're talking about chopping off your dick or making a fake dick or some shit.
Yes, you know, it's like, because you're mentally fucked up to begin with.
Yeah.
Didn't I read just recently? I didn't know this, that the male to female have to dilate for the rest of their lives, basically.
Yeah.
What the
fuck? Why would you want to do that?
They don't know. They were never told. I would bet anything on that.
Yeah, that was a Reddit post, and the person's like, I thought I'd only have to do this for 1 to 3 years. Now I realize I have to do it for the.
And that was acceptable, by the way. They're like, 1 to 3 years, not a problem.
Yeah. Oh, only 1 to 3 years. But imagine telling your boss, like, hey, I'll be back in 10 minutes. I got to go dilate my crotch. Don't mind the smell when I get back.
It smells like poop.
Right. And that probably will have, they're probably going to have to make a specialized room for that. I don't know if you guys ever heard about the, I forget what they're truly called, but the milking rooms where women can go in. And
I thought that was just the name of Abby Shapiro's bedroom.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, they're even. The last company I worked at pre-COVID actually had a small room so that with the refrigerator and the hookups, pumps or something.
Yeah, which is totally fine. But I mean, you know, these people are going to have to be doing this shit at work some of the time. Ugh.
Right. Well, that's what, so you're going to have one of these freaking training rooms.
See, we told you the stock market crash was the good news.
I made it. Yeah. No, Friday was a banner day for me. I made 4%.
Good for you, you Jew.
Yeah, that's right. Jew market all the way, 100%. Woohoo!
Hey, speaking of Jew bullshit, did you have something else about Mage?
I just wanted to like finish the point on this. So, like, do you think there would be a sufficient backlash from the trans community to actually like make anything better for and you know? and like the likelihood of people becoming trans, like, you know, like trans being like exposed as the fraud that it is, I guess.
Right? Well, that was kind of the point of that interview with the tranny and the Walsh docu. Was her point was, you know, how awful it was and how she wasn't told and this, that, and the other. So yeah, I think that's in the works. It's already happening.
I hope you're right.
I guess that's, if there is some sort of an upside, I guess that would be it.
No, the upside is that they all die.
Yeah, but they keep it, continue to exist and pollute new people that didn't have to go down that path, right?
Yeah, and especially now that they're starting this shit out with kids. I mean, a kid is, in every other medical aspect, a kid is not qualified to make any medical decisions about themselves.
Right now, it's the parents can't make any medical decisions about the brainwashed children from the Jews and leftists and the commies. So yeah, it's all topsy turvy.
Yeah. So I mean, to you know, someone who's so young, they don't have a chance of understanding what's going on. I don't really wish death on them necessarily.
I agree with that. Yes, that when you get to the children part, anyone that's younger than 12.
But if we're talking about, you know, adult trannies who became trannies as adults going into the little girl rooms, then yeah, fuck them. They can die. Hell yeah.
Exactly.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's the best case scenario. Once you go down that path where you're just basically like a pedophile in a dress, it's time to go.
Yeah. Remember that Canadian dude who did that exact gambit, and he would go to these like, chinky bikini wax places and make them wax his balls.
Oh yeah, yeah. And he tried suing them. He didn't win.
He tried
that,
suing him when they wouldn't do it. Yeah. Like, oh, you have a dick. You go away. And then he sues him. I think he lost though. Pretty sure he did.
Yeah, he did.
Thank God.
Sure. I think he was in Pennsylvania too. Yay, Pennsylvania represent.
yeah. Come for the you know, infested right. cities and stay for the training. Nah, Pennsylvania's pretty great, all things considered. All right, well, that's enough of that. God.
Well, sorry, before you stop talking about Pennsylvania, one of those 14 senators that voted for the gun rights bill was a fucking Pennsylvania senator.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah. The guy's who name. Was it? Yeah. Was it Toomey?
Dewey McJewface. Yes.
McJewface.
Yeah, that's sad. But I mean, get used to it, because didn't the fucking Turk win the primary? Dr. Oz for the next senator.
I thought he won the primary, but he hasn't won the election, right?
No, but he's your choice if you don't want to vote for a Democrat. So
yeah, this is true. Yay!
Fucking Dr. Oz. What the fuck is his? What is his platform even? Like, buy more of his fucking snake populist. Oil pills?
Just populist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a weaker version of Trump, effectively.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that. Well, what are you gonna do? I mean, if you looked at his competition, it was like some obnoxious black chick in some complete rhino. It's not like there was a good choice, really.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem. That's where Trump is at, I think. You know, he's just picking the winners that won't completely ruin things for the next 4 years.
Yeah, but it's just another one of those situations. It's like, oh, do you want the pile of shit over there or the pile of shit over there? Vote. You know,
it's
make your choice.
It's like the lesser of five evils.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Well, I mean, there could be shakeups. I mean, Biden could fall off his bike again and really crack his head this time.
Yay.
There's been some guesswork as to why he veered off the path and stopped during that little bike ride. Because apparently they do kind of a preset route where they usually go the same way, but he veered off and stops, and people weren't really sure why, but I have an idea here. I really hope this link plays. Let's try it out. Fuck, it doesn't want to go.
I see it.
You do?
Everyone sees it, but do you see it, Grey Dragon?
Grey Dragon, do you see video playing? Because it's not playing for me. Damn, that's going to really
throw a wrench. I saw it until you stopped it.
Yeah, same. Same with the last time you did it. Yeah.
Let me try, because it says video can't play. Let me try it one more time.
I will let you know.
You may have seen
it is playing. Joe
Biden. Okay.
It's playing.
Good.
So something about a small child, and then it got cut off.
Yeah, went up.
Yeah,
to a small
it keeps
child.
Cutting it off. Oh, that's annoying. Anyway, right, so I'll do a little synopsis. It was a short clip anyway. Basically, he veers off because he sees a little kid in the crowd. And when he stops, he forgets that he has like this foot clip thing into his pedal. And so he flops over. But then there's an alternate angle where later on he's like posing with and talking to this little kid in the crowd. So he like went full like fucking Manchurian Candidate and veered off his path just to go like get close with this little kid. It's fucking gross.
He acts like an old person driver, basically.
Well, also
on a bike.
He wants to give the illusion that he's a tough guy. He's also a people person. His thing is attempting to try and create this illusion about himself, in my opinion.
Well, I don't know what illusion he's creating by flopping off his bike and then going to sniff another.
It's not a good look for a president to fall down ever.
He consistently fails at what he's attempting to do.
Yeah. He also had a nice little wrap up of America. He describes it in one word. Vote Mage, can you play this link? I just put it in the chat.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if you're going to see it, but
go ahead and play it.
It's playing. A single word being what? What was the single word?
And you know, the unironically though, that is a good way to describe America right now.
Yeah, in one word. He's speaking black Latin, the satanic tongue.
I don't know. I think sometimes he's
summoning Moloch.
He's speaking like old school tube TV static, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think what happened with the bike is that it's actually like the bike's being remotely controlled, and then like the intern was like smoking a cigarette while controlling, and he just kind of got distracted.
I guess that saves him more face than what really happened.
Right.
Good
yeah,
job going to bat for him, Bo Mage.
That's their story, and they're sticking to it.
They'd probably be better off with that story, you know?
Yeah. Psaki is just like, what the hell is her line? We'll
circle back. No, it's Corinne Jean-Pierre now. You seen it? Right. Seen any footage of her?
It would be awful. Cycle. In this case, it would be cycle back.
Yeah, we'll have to cycle back to that. That's great.
Or cycle over onto the ground. Yeah.
Yeah, that bitch, I don't remember her name, but that new bitch is stumbling.
Corinne Jean-Pierre, she's awful.
Yeah, she's just not up for it.
Like, at least the redhead like could lie and like deceive effectively. This black chick just goes up there and just bombs every single time.
I think
I think I figured out what she's doing. She has like four or five note cards that like kind of give her a, you know, for certain topics, gives her like what to say. Someone asks her a question, and then if the question doesn't fit one of those cards, she just picks like the best one.
Right.
That's like shoehorn it in.
Half the time she just says, I don't know, LOL. That's her answer.
Yeah. Well, I think it's fantastic. I love it.
Well, at least someone does.
Yeah. I mean, diversity higher. We all know.
It exposes these diversity hires for what they are, completely incompetent and useless.
But the libtards just, you know, pretend everything's fine. You know,
right, but it will reach you're not looking for the libtards or the leftists or whatnot. What you're looking for is the middle ground people, the people that are shitting on the fence, I guess.
Boomer politics.
I don't think worse.
It's just what you got to deal with.
Yeah, I guess. What else we got, buds? That's the majority of the stack right there.
I did see some... talk a little bit.
Hey, go ahead.
What do you got? I was just going to talk about.
Just 1 second.
what do you want to say?
At the funeral I went to earlier, my one friend had his.
Wait, hold on. Was it a funeral for your liver?
Yeah, pretty much. Yes. But it got better.
Speaking of funerals, I found this fucking whacked out article about how apparently scientists who work on Amazon Alexa, like the voice thing that it does, you can feed it in audio samples of a dead relative talking, and the Alexa will learn to talk like your dead relative, like in the same voice timbre, same cadence, like the same vocabulary. Creepy as fuck.
It's creepy is the correct word.
And you can imagine
it's just an abuse of a voice technology, right? It wasn't designed.
It really is. And you can imagine how easy it would be to co-opt this thing. Like, scare the shit out of your kids, because, like, grandma comes through the speaker and goes, "Little Timmy, I've always hated you. You are such a little shit. Fuck you."
Oh, for scams, it'd be even better, right? It's like, "Hey, honey, I need your social security number so grandma can go to the hospital."
In her voice. I mean, possibilities for perversion of this thing are absolutely limitless.
But that's not even that hard to do either. It's much easier than like the deep fake videos. It's much easier than that.
Right.
Yeah. I just think if they can really nail the cadence and the timbre, they could be. I mean, you could deep fake so many things that way.
But even Alexa just sounds robotic, so they need to improve upon that first.
Yeah, but I think that's a pretty close. Like, remember we talked before about how did Google really have AI, right? They don't, right? But do we really have voices that sound like dead people? Yes, we do. We're pretty much there. Yeah,
that AI thing was crazy. Apparently, it's just like one nerd who used to work for Google who thinks that whatever chatbot they have is sentient. But I mean, that's typically how these things start. It's like one whistleblower that no one believes until it's there, you know?
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. I think it's just an idiot that doesn't understand how technology works.
Yeah, it's just machine learning.
I don't believe it's there yet either, but if it's close enough that it fooled this nerd, it must be pretty close.
Well, that's what deep learning does. Like deep neural nets, like, they have very little understanding of what they actually produce. Like analyzing them is very hard, right? And that's why you see.
Yeah, but when they do start understanding, how would you know when that moment is?
I mean, that's the classic Turing test, right? I mean, that's what that turns into.
Well, also, it won't just be one organization that somehow does a giant leap forward. So you'll notice that, hey, this is getting close. Kind of like the deep fakes. We're now recognizing that video is getting really close to being questionable, and that very powerful entities like the FBI, CIA, whatever, government agencies, as well as powerful corporations.
Oh, yeah, they're going to have a field day with that shit.
Have enough money to start, and the resources to start putting together these deep fakes. I'm pretty sure that we can still determine that a deep fake is a deep fake for someone that's a professional. They can analyze the video and determine, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
But it will still. We're at the level now where with these deep fakes, we can confuse 80% of the population or more.
Exactly. I was just about to say that. Like, your average normie watching something on Facebook doesn't have a professional on call to analyze this shit.
Right.
They're going to believe it.
Right. Yep.
And I think the overall takeaway for me, at least, was it sounds like they're getting kind of close to the point that it might be kind of worth taking into consideration. But, we'll see.
Yeah, but as the technology gets better, and if it starts becoming prevalent, there will be individuals out there, rogue people that come up with counter technology to detect them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could see blockchain serving that purpose too, just because it's a distributed computing platform. So if they need a lot of hardware for it, that'd be the way they could do it.
Yeah. The more I think about it, since the topic of it being used for scamming like that, the more I think about it, it's like, holy fucking shit. Because already you get scam calls in a voice that sounds, it doesn't sound quite real, but it sounds like it's getting there. Like it sounds more realistic than it ever has, for one thing.
Exactly. It's not there yet, but they're getting there.
Yeah, but do you think, I guess you're saying it fools the average idiot, but I don't know about you, but like it doesn't matter how authentic something sounds. For me, it's more about the type of authentication and the questions they're actually asking, you know, and like.
You're also a naturally suspicious person, skeptical, etc. Most people think they are, but they're not.
Like, example, I literally got a call a month ago from Verizon Wireless saying that my account was delinquent. And the only way I could pay it back without my phone turning off in one day was I had to use my checking account.
Right.
I was like, yeah. A lot of red flags here.
But grandma might get that and be like, oh, no, I always pay my bills. I must pay this immediately. And boom, she's scammed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's even that's like a 1 out of 100 for that is paying out. Right.
Yeah, well, the lesson here is never answer your phone. That's how I do it.
Yeah, if I don't recognize the number, I never answer.
Yeah, if it's not in my contacts list, there's no chance I'm not picking up.
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah, I have my phone on silent most of the time, but every now and then there's like an important call where I don't actually know the exact number, and then I'll pick it up.
Right. I don't.
Let them leave a message.
If it's that important, they'll leave a message or they'll contact me another way through the mail.
That's fair. That's fair.
Well, speaking of... you know, kooky sci-fi shit. Did you read this article about the brain that they grew in a dish and then it grew eyes? You see this, Mage?
I did see the title, but I did not read the article, but it sounds pretty awesome.
So they've been using stem cells. So this happens with a lot of different areas of research, but they used stem cells and got them to grow into brain tissue, into neurons. And then the fucking thing... I've read a couple of different articles that have a couple of different accounts, but the account of one of them is this thing spontaneously grew light sensing eye patches within the rest of the tissue, and the thing can responds to light. It communicates with the rest of the neurons. Sense.
Isn't that not a huge leap based on like how closely, you know, physically related and like in other ways related the eyes are to the brain, right?
Yeah, it's really not a huge leap because there's a lot of things that they do with stem cells of this nature. But the fact that it has a sensory organ that's communicating with this little brain, since we don't really know where consciousness begins, how do you know this thing doesn't have some kind of fucked up little tiny like confused consciousness and it's like looking around with his eyes in the lab, you know? That just sounds like, I mean, you are asking for trouble doing that shit.
I think it's awesome. I'm all for this research. I think they should keep doing it.
I don't know. Yeah, it's so just, I mean, given that they don't know at what point consciousness shows up. Oof.
I mean, like Helena's gonna need her babe, her, you know, lab grown baby. This is our way to get there.
Yeah. Well. Oh, great, gray drag. Nice one. Nice one.
You burped, you fucker.
That was just a one time. I've been monitoring myself to make sure. Like apparently last
one time is enough to say fuck you.
Yeah, I'm getting everyone mute buttons for Christmas, starting with you, Gray Drag. But hey, there's more. Every once in a while, we like to drop some good news for our buddy Helena because she's struggling out there. And I do have an article here. I'll just set the tone by reading the title. New research says it's okay to stay single and die alone. This has this whole article about someone who wrote a book about all this bullshit about how it's, you know, you have busy lives and careers now, so it's okay to stay single. And where do you suppose
life
the author...
Life is just as satisfying without a family.
Yeah, where do you suppose the author of this works at? Where do you think he might be employed?
A company in Tel Aviv?
Hebrew University. He's a sociology researcher at Hebrew University. Eliakim Kislev is the name. He goes on and on and on about how, yeah, basically, like I said, there's, you know, the pressure to get married is so old school. No one needs that anymore. So, you know, you can just have your imaginary kid and you can have your dead grandma call you on the phone and you're good to go. Single forever and die alone. So there you go, Helena. Don't worry about it too much. It's going to be the norm soon, according to this Jew.
Lay off her. Jesus, that's like it's your focus.
Ah, you fucking simp. I knew you'd find something to simp on this episode. And there it is.
Since we're ripping on women, I love that Thought Patrol post of that 31-year-old influencer who fucking got roasted on Reddit and then showed herself. That was ridiculous.
Yeah. That's one of those things where I doubt that was the one thing that did it. It was probably like the, you know, this fucking
I read into it more actually, or whatever. Yeah, I read some articles and like she was like really like Mr. Husband. It was like a broker, apparently. So
right.
Oh really? That's, I didn't know that part.
I suspect highly it was a relationship. She was apparently very wealthy. Did you see the house that she was in? It was very nice.
I don't know. I think some of those influencers, they do photo shoots in sets and rented houses and shit.
Oh,
that's... She had 4 million followers, so she probably had some cash. I
mean, yeah, she had some cash. And
there you go.
She was mentally ill. It even said she was struggling with mental issues, the Daily Mail article I read, I think it was. So, yeah, eventually, like, you know, like you guys were saying, there was a straw that broke her back.
But the thing is, she partially did it to herself.
I suspect it was mainly a relationship issue.
Well, it was because she really kind of did it to herself because the way it started was there's a subreddit called Roast Me. Where, you know, Redditors go on, post a picture of themselves, and then they have a little banter back and forth. Well, she went on and did this, and an ex of hers responded with a pretty fucking brutal beatdown. So, and it was like heavy shit. It was something that only an ex would know. And then,
it was probably contributed. One thing I saw, I think in the same article that Gray Jag read is that she like gradually was like not wearing makeup on purpose for like her photo shoots and stuff to try to be like, you know, like less suicide inducing or something. Yeah. And I think that just made it worse for her. Right? Like, cause all the people that were trolling her just started trolling her more
because
she just kept responding to trolls specifically. Right?
And the other thing is it really didn't work for her because she had those big blown out hot dog lips.
She needs
getting
makeup.
Injections.
No, she needs makeup.
She still looked fake, is what I'm saying. Even without makeup. Big old
the other
fucking
thing
hot dog lips.
Maybe I didn't read the full article or we read a different article, but the one that I had read, again, I think Daily Mail, was that she started the subreddit Roast Me. They're like, no, she didn't. Where the hell did they get this from?
I don't remember reading that.
I think we read a different article.
Yeah.
That would be funny. It would be ironic, but I doubt it.
No, she did not start it.
So she actually has her own subreddit, and I clicked on the link that like announced her death on the subreddit, and like half the fucking posts were blaming like the toxic internet and we need more regulation and I was like, this is your take on this? Like, she has no self responsibility here. Like,
as if Reddit isn't fucking neutered to hell and back already. Are you gonna do like neuter it more?
Well, they weren't referring to Reddit specifically, but maybe they were. Maybe they're referring to the Roast Me thread or something.
But Redditization is all over the normiesphere internet everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go, pretty much. In terms of what you can say and can't say. So if you need it more watered down than that, than like the Redditization of everything, then I don't know what to fucking tell you. Yeah. Problem solved.
To bring up how Reddit has gotten, in my opinion, hilarious, I stopped by there just to see what the hell the leftists are thinking. And I jumped into the Roe versus Wade.
Oh, no.
Catastrophe. And one of the mods put up a sticky post. And said, anyone that questions if abortions are protected by the Constitution will immediately be banned and have their comments removed because it's already been proven in 1973 or whatever by the Supreme Court that the right exists within the Constitution. You can go check it out. So if you say anything, you are muddying the waters and, again, will be banned and have your comments.
What subreddit was it? Do you remember?
I don't know. What's
really ironic about that is in the judgment overturning Roe versus Wade, whoever wrote the majority, I think it was Alito, specifically cited in his reasoning, in his opinion, that it's not in the Constitution.
Right. So, and that's the critical thing.
Yeah.
While they are correct that the Supreme Court previously said it's written in the Constitution, when two laws conflict or two interpretations conflict, it is the more recent one that is considered correct legally.
Yeah, well, good luck explaining that to Reddit.
Well, I don't have a Reddit account, so I don't even bother responding to them.
So
the Constitution is a fluid document when it suits them, right? But it's immutable.
That's the other thing. Correct. Right. It's a living document when it supports their cause. But oh my God, you can't challenge the Constitution.
Yeah, typical pill pull. Hey, Mage, do you want to hit any of the? We forgot to do our drama segment. Did you want to get into that?
I feel like the wind has fallen from the sails here, but let's talk about Theodore Spent. So he, if you guys don't know who that guy is, he was probably one of the first 10 people on poll, would be my guess. Like, he was like been there for a long ass time. And conspiriologist was like tracking him on poll. I guess he still has Mrs. Poll or something. And
Stockholm syndrome. Yeah.
He said that Theodore got Jew tagged by AOU. Or maybe not specifically Jew, but, you know, one of his meme icons.
His flair got changed.
And something negative. And I assume
listen to how gay that sounds. Oh, my God, yeah. My flair got changed. Well, I guess, it pissed him off enough, right?
It pissed him off a lot. And I tried figuring out, like, why it happened. And there's no explanation on poll that I can see. Like, you know, it just seems like AOU, like, he must have posted something AOU disagreed with slightly, right? And AOU was like, ha-ha, I'm going to get you now.
You know, feel my power.
Yeah, he was upset about Roe versus Wade. Who knows? Something like that.
And, he's probably one of those cucks who went and got a vasectomy in protest, so he's a little antsy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, but I do want to read someone on a poll thread who made a nice little poem about it. I thought it was worth reading.
All right.
Okay. There was once a man named Theodore Kent from the website of Vote. He came and went. Was he deranged? No, his name was changed. Oh, AOU, I think you should repent.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that person didn't get at least flared.
It's only green.
Good point. Yeah. But then what ended up happening is they all sucked this dude's dick like nonstop, and they were like in threads begging him to come back and all this shit, and then he went back.
He did.
Yep.
Yeah. What a putz.
He was in the chat the other day, and they were all stroking him off.
Yeah. So the only reason I still wanted to bring this up is that. Hey, man. Hey, Kent, like, you want to join our podcast and explain what the fuck happened? You know, we're welcome to hear your side of the story. But I assume you won't because you're afraid just to be banned from poll. So you'll be a pussy.
Yeah, if you come on here, you really will get banned. So take the plunge, buddy.
I think you're at the cusp now, man. You know, you think this is not going to happen again?
Right.
You know, that he's not going to do something else to fuck with you?
Yeah, no, well, he is extremely popular, so AOU might lay off of him, potentially.
Yeah, for a while. We'll see.
You're right. Yeah.
He's a vindictive chief. You know how it goes.
Yeah. I don't think, and I actually suspect he didn't do anything wrong this time. Like, you know, Kent, like, I bet he just said something.
Typically, it's not because someone did something wrong. You know, like with the flat earth guys, they didn't do shit wrong. They just said some dumb stuff.
I think it's a flat earth thing, but not specifically flat earth. I think it was some other topic that he just did.
Yeah. Who knows? It's not like it really matters. But,
oh, it's still entertaining.
Yeah, went crawling back. Sad. Very sad.
I was hoping he would have came over to vote. That would have been like a huge blow to, because like I checked poll, like the first four pages of it, and like there's just not a lot of traffic on there anymore. And I'm not just saying that because like, oh, poll sucks. Ha ha ha. No, it's really starting to lose some momentum.
I do go to poll again. I don't have, well, I had an account there, but it doesn't work anymore because I get stuck in captcha hell where no matter what you, no matter how,
yeah, I've been hearing about that.
Yeah, we know the story. Yeah,
right. Yeah. So, traffic seemed like it dropped a lot, but it still seems like it still has the momentum. And
really, I did not get that impression. Like, I feel like he's banned the prolific posters, like most of them now, right? And now it's down to like a core group of 20 people.
You might monitor poll. I only go to poll when I get completely bored. So you might be monitoring it more than me. So I'll defer to your judgment.
Well, I browse everything by new, no matter what website I'm on. And I see, and like the new page, like does not go very deep into, like, you know, website, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. if you go to the second page of New, you're already like 5 days.
See, I don't even go to New. I figure I'll let the peasants filter out the good from the bad.
I mean, they are bleeding people, though. You got this guy, this other guy who got banned. I hate sodomites in the prep. He was saying he got locked out, too. So I think it's a slow bleed. But, yeah. Good. Welcome.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea that Paul exists. But
oh, my God. You already did the simping segment, Grey Drag. You don't need to do another one.
I gotta do White Knight Squared.
Jeez,
that's fucking turbo nerd.
Yeah, it's better. It's better to have that than say Reddit, or at least
that's
have a
kind of a false dichotomy, though. It sounds like it has to be one or the other.
It sounds like a rhino accepting the gun control bill. You know, it's like, well, at least it doesn't ban ARs.
No, but it doesn't. Poll does not affect you unless you go there. So. It's not related to what you just said about.
Well, what I don't like about poll is that there are some quality people that shouldn't be there that I wish were elsewhere.
I agree with that. Yeah. That's the other thing.
Yeah, it's a brain drain, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, so you could say indirectly on a tenuous level that it adversely affects society because these better people would be on vote or whatever on a matrix server or whatever.
Exactly. All right, that's pretty much all the stack. You guys want to round table?
No, hold on. I want to hear about the Dangus received some hate mail.
Oh, that was going to be my round table. That was going to be my closer.
Oh. Okay.
I'll read it. Don't worry.
What was it?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. I had a little bit of hate mail here, which I thought was particularly funny because I get it all the time, but this is from Beast, who is kind of a spastic. I've never really heard any good takes from him. Has anyone ever told you that you're an asshole, Dangus? Here you go. You're an asshole.
You mean today? Last
Why
5 minutes?
Why do you keep trying to tear down our attempt at unity? Seriously. What a bitch. No, this was a day or two ago. So, well, yeah, so recently, kind of, yeah. Within a couple days.
Well, I was going to say, like, you know, like, You probably get called an asshole like at least once a week.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm thinking multiple times a week. But
well, this just kind of struck me because this guy seems so serious about it. And what the fuck is he talking about? Tear down our attempt at unity? Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Well, that's everyone pushes that fucking narrative. It's like no brother wars. You know, Christ cucks unite. You know, all that nonsense.
Yeah, but have you read T-Law recently? What fucking unity are you talking about?
Everyone's divisive as any other group. We all hate the Jews. That's about it.
We have some common enemies, but that's about it.
We have some fundamentals that we stick with.
Yeah. But this was, you'll like this, Grey Drag. He posted this because I posted some meme about Helena turning into a retarded dog. That's what prompted it, which I thought was just a nice little extra layer.
Maybe Beast is my drunken alt. When I'm too drunk to remember what the hell's going on.
No, because he just has these like short emotional outbursts and then he fucks off. He's not really your style.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, maybe if I'm drunk enough, that's what happens. I don't know.
Well, better get to work, bud.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Yeah, waking up for the funeral today. Thanks, man. Thanks for keeping me up all last
night. I'm in charge of your bedtime, fag. You need to go earlier, then go to bed earlier. Yeah. That ain't my problem.
Yeah, so I thought I was going to be all drunk and not make it here, but as soon as I got back from the funeral, I just went to sleep, and I woke up at like 7:30 at night. So just in time for this.
Yeah, well, it's been a good one. That's kind of all I got. Anybody else got anything else they want to throw on the pile before we round out?
Grey Drag, anything?
Nah, I mean, I just guess I'd say something at the end.
I guess Bitcoin's dead again, so, you know, it happens about 50 times a year.
In pepperoni. Yeah.
My sign-off will be, I hope the tranny percentage of attempted suicides increases.
And mine is, all women are whores, as we saw. To take notice of the name. All right, buds. It's a good one. White place it. These dark tests, idiosyncrasies in their faces and nose, the earlobes and their eyes. They aren't bright. Aside from skin color, they don't even seem white.
your anger ignites as they spike, and inside you, you start to sense that somehow they're not like you. You wonder, why are there so many working in movies? Why do the women have such large boobies? Why do all these